Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Sheena Benzer-Wise, and right next to me is my co-host.
My name is Dr. Beatty Eisenberg, and it is
a beautiful, another beautiful day here in South Florida. It's a bit cold for us Floridians, but I'm sure it's not as cold as many of other people living in the United States today. I understand it's pretty cold. It's going to be cold a little bit longer.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know what's happened to the world, because in Australia,
yeah,
it was so hot, they almost stopped the tennis competition in Melbourne.
Really?
It was a lot of fires all over there. It's really, really hot. And it's a big tennis competition, and they play afraid to do so. And here, you know, it's really nice and chilly.
Yeah.
Tonight will be very, very, very cold.
Yes.
But, Sheena, tell us about the Family Power Show.
Yes. Everybody, you're welcome to another amazing evening of the Family Power Hour. We are a show that's dedicated to empowering families. We talk about divorce, drama. We talk about crisis and impact that impact the lives of our families, and how we can take our own personal experiences and experiences of our callers to grow and learn and take it on to the next step.
And don't forget, we're talking about empowering women. Money, sex, alimony,
the good stuff
in love.
Absolutely. Yeah. Once again, my name is Sheena Benjamin-Wise, a family law attorney in Broward County, Florida. And
What is your number?
And you can reach my office at 954-783-9737. That's 954-783-9737.
And I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg, and you can reach me, 561-271-7106. And how was your week this week, Sheena?
Billy, this week has been quite tough. So I started Martin Luther King Day at the doctor with the, you know, Doctor's Day with the doctor, because my daughter is really sick. So I've been with her, working with her since Monday. So
she has a flu?
No, she doesn't have a flu, but she's under the weather. She's got fever, and, you know, doctors are working with us to try and figure out what's going on. So she's been really tough today. Today she was my little drama queen.
One of the secrets I learned from my grandmother, when you have a high fever, that's what I did with gave my daughter last week. Put her water in the bath, cold water. So it's so I don't know if
we tried.
It's not working.
We're still going to keep at it, though.
I'm sure.
Any stories
about
us?
Let's talk about Martin Luther King, you know, the 46 years.
Yeah.
And I think that when the sentence, I have a dream, I think, you know what, I wish you can see what happened here. But you think it's still racist, still, after so many, you know, because I saw the movie 12 Years of...
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
12 Years of Slavery,
yes. I'm thinking about it. Still have a racism. I hope it's going to be less and less. And let's remember Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And if you're talking about good deeds, you know, I just saw on the Odessa, Texas, police officer Jamie Wolf was caught on camera performing a very kindest act. He offered a pair of boots from homeless.
Yeah.
You know, he said, I don't need it. If I don't need it, why I can give it to someone else? It was amazing how, you know, the policeman, that he know the person, he says he came from Colorado, and he was, you know, in this call, so he gave him a, I don't know who caught it on camera.
Uh-huh.
And And something else you wanted to...
Yeah, there's actually another Texas officer who was caught on camera throwing a football with the young man, and everybody thought, wow, you know, that's really great to show the compassion the police officers have, and sometimes we miss that because we only see, you know, the...
So something could happen in Texas, you know?
Yeah.
All the police
I'm
in Florida.
Sure Florida. I'm sure Florida officers have stories, too. So call us and tell us your stories.
Yeah.
We'd love to. So call in. Please call in, everybody, at 347-945-7246.
And before we go into a special guest we have, I just want to mention another upstate New York, a boy, 9 years old, He went to visit his grandparents, and he saved 6 family members from a fire. When he came back to help the grandfather, so the his dad, he couldn't do it, and
he lost his life.
And I'm sorry for this, you know. And but it's really we're talking about good deeds, but people, the policeman, for this car, this young years old Taylor. Guy from upstate New York. People really want to do a good deed. So,
yeah.
And it was a really, really great week. And don't forget, I mean, next month is the Super Bowl. So
Next weekend.
Are you doing a party for this weekend?
I think we are having some people over. The rumor has it I'm having people over the house. My husband's organizing it. I think I'm just going
what
to show
up. What about you? Are you doing a Super Bowl party?
I'm not doing a Super Bowl party. I'm going to our friend's house, and we've been doing that for the last probably 8 years, so I'm really looking forward to that. It's one of our traditions in our family is going to our great friend's house.
Since I'm not born in America, I try to learn about football. It's so complicated. I like the commercial. I don't miss the commercial, and I'm sure this time it's going to be a great commercial. So,
yes, so it's great commercial.
If I'm going to tell you, they say, the home is where the heart is, and your house is your castle.
Yes,
and that's bring us to
and the premise of living in the United States and pursuing, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is having your piece of property, having a piece of earth right there.
And we're going to talk about this because we have a very, very, very special guest. Please introduce yourself, special guest.
Hi, everybody. This is special guest Lori Dubo, and I am the owner of Paradise Realty, and we are a true real estate concierge. I am not your typical realtor, that's for sure. I did grow up with a father who was a real estate attorney, so I grew up hearing the trials and tribulations of real estate around the kitchen table, and I always thought that it was very fascinating. But I decided to take a different path, and I decided to become a rebel and go into psychology. And I practiced psychology for about 20 years. And after I went through a few situations myself while I was going through a divorce, I decided to go into real estate. And that's another story for another day, probably over a glass of wine or maybe a martini. Anyway, I decided to open up Paradise Realty in 2004. And I felt that there was a real missing niche in the real estate world, and that was professionals who were very knowledgeable but very caring. So I opened up Paradise Realty, and we really focus on giving personalized and comprehensive service to all of our clients.
Before you continue, I have two questions to finish. First, why you decided to open to switch profession, and what do you mean by concierge? I mean, just explain to us.
Sure, absolutely. That's an easy question. People ask me all the time why I decided to go from a helping profession like psychology to a profession like real estate, and I truly believe that I help just as many, probably more people through real estate than I ever could have through psychology, and that's it really brings together all of my skills and all of the things I've learned over the years. I'm also a licensed mortgage broker, and I have quite a bit of experience in business. And we approach real estate in a very similar way that I approach psychology. We help people figure out what their needs are and their goals are, and we help them figure out the best way to explore their options and find the best option for them.
You say we. What do you mean by we?
Myself and the other realtors in my company.
Oh, so it's a big company.
it's not a big company. It's a very small personalized company, but we have about 14 realtors total, and we together really care about our clients and want to make sure that they've explored all their options and that they understand what's best for them and make decisions that are good for them. The reason for that is that I'm sure all of you have seen The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. And there's probably not a coincidence that one of the most famous movie lines ever is Dorothy when she clicks her little red heels and says, "There's no place like home, there's no place like home." And if you take a moment now and think about what does your home mean to you? For most of us, our home is the core, is one of the cores of our lives. It's the center of where we are. We begin and end each day there, and we all have very strong emotional and psychological connections to our homes, both positive and negative, and that affects the decisions that we make.
It's funny, when you said The Wizard of Oz, the first thought I came up with is the house falling on top of the witch.
Yes, that's right. And actually, that's very funny. I have a mug in my car that says, "Don't make me drop the house on top." I've never quite done that before.
When you're facing a new person, women, the virgin to buy the house the first time, what's the good advice you can give them?
Well, I can give several pieces of good advice. One is that buying a house is probably one of the biggest decisions that you're going to make in your life. So I definitely encourage people not to rush into it, especially if you're buying it for your personal residence. I encourage people to explore a lot of different factors. It's important to explore the marketplace and to know where you want to live. It's important to know about the neighborhood that you want to live in. But it's also really important to make sure that you've looked at your finances and that you're taking into account everything that has to do with the way that you live your life and spend your money. So, for instance, a typical mortgage broker is going to look at what they call principal interest, taxes, and insurance. They're going to look at what's on your credit report. But they're not going to ask you, are you saving up for a child going to college? Do you have a sick parent at home that you need to take care of? Do you have other special needs?
Why it's important?
Do you ask those questions?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I don't force people to talk to me, but very often we get to know our clients pretty well after we're taking them around. And I encourage people to really explore where their housing fits into their overall picture so that people don't get into a situation where they're uncomfortable later on. I'll give you a good example. If I'm taking somebody to look for a house and I find out that they don't have a lot of money in the bank, I'm not going to take them to look for a house that has a very old roof or doesn't have appliances at work, because I know they're going to get into a situation where they get into trouble, and that's part of the reason why people got into trouble in the past is because they didn't take that into account.
I want to go back to my question. Why is it important to you to know if I'm saving to a college fund or I have taken care of the of all the people that I need to I need to call to Mindy from Schwartz agency and Linda, but why is it important to you to know?
Well, I wouldn't specifically ask somebody to be that personal with me if they don't want to be, but what I would want to ask them is there anything that doesn't show up on a credit report that they feel they need to save for or have money for so that they're comfortable with the mortgage that they're getting and the house that they're buying? So I will ask them, if I'm meeting with them, do you have money for repairs? Do you have money for emergencies that may come up in the house? Or should we look for a newer house that doesn't have problems? That's one of the ways that I would address that issue.
That's why you think that if a realtor like you was asking the right question, was less foreclosure from the beginning, or it's nothing to do with the question you ask?
I think it's a combination. I think that a lot of people got in over their heads when the housing market was booming. I think that they got in over their heads in two ways. One had to do with the fact that maybe they did overextend and didn't take into account things that could happen, emergencies in our lives, people that may, you know, lose a job or have a sudden illness. So certainly people might lose their houses because of that. But I think also the mortgage industry was lending a lot of money to people that weren't really qualified and weren't really taking it into account. And it was easy to do that when prices were rising. And even if somebody couldn't pay the mortgage, the bank wasn't going to lose money. But when houses started, when the housing crisis started to drop, the whole situation changed. And, you know, a lot of people lost their security. Whether you're living in a house that is worth a lot less money than it was years ago, or whether your house is upside down and you can't afford to make the payments, I think a lot of people became very insecure and scared, and nobody expected it. And it really caused a lot of problems for a lot of people. And when you think about it, when your house becomes insecure, you feel like the whole world has been turned upside down and your whole life becomes unstable.
Yes, that's the psychology of owning of the home.
Yeah. Right. So. Before we're going to have another caller, so before we're going to go to the first one, yeah. And I have, before we have a break, all right. The break. We're going to go to the break, and and I just want to say that I know Lori almost 11 years, and for so many testimonials, you know, that I heard for so many years, she's going to do everything that you feel very safe and happy. She's going to do everything, and if she really be willing to say what happened last week when you being out of the weather and you called, we're going to go to this story. After
okay,
the break. Yeah. All right, yes.
Okay,
that's
Lucy.
How far you're going
to
go for all your plans.
All right.
Tell that story if you want.
Hi, this is Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, energy healer, intuitive, and the author of the book, Just Believe. I'm also a host on the RightStream Network. My radio show is called Just Believe and airs every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Please stop by my website at www.lisatarvis.com. That's LISATARVES, for details on all the services I offer, information on my book, and my radio show. There are many amazing guests and fascinating topics scheduled for the show in the upcoming months. I look forward to connecting with you soon.
I took a flat to a pawn shop for a broken guitar.
Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the RightStream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham, Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the RightStream Radio Network.
And we're back. You're listening to the Family Power Hour tonight. Tonight we're sitting here with Lori Dubow, and we're talking about the psychology of home ownership. If you have questions for our special guest, please call 347-945-7246.
And you can find us at Facebook, Family Power Hour, and please go to Family Power Facebook and like us. And you can send all the information about the show. So before we went to the break, we asked you, tell us the story. It was an amazing story. How far you want
how
to
how far
do
she goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so I think sometimes I may go a little too far. But that's another story for another day.
And I want to hear from your husband what he said about it.
Yeah.
Please call us.
I take my role very, very seriously. And I know that for myself, I may be involved with 10 deals at a time, but for each of my clients, they're involved with one deal, and it's their home, and it's their lives, and it's their very one important transaction. So I try to be very aware of that and to be understanding. So last week, in the middle of the week, I woke up in the morning and I said to my husband, boy, I feel like I'm having some kind of pain in my chest, and it was something I had never felt before. So he said, well, I want you to go to the hospital. I said, I can't go to the hospital. I have a meeting.
Yeah.
So I got dressed and left the meeting, and after my meeting was over, I was supposed to go straight to another meeting, and I was still feeling the pain in my chest. So I called my husband, and I said, I'm still feeling that pain, and he said, now I'm going to force you to go. And I went, long and short of it is, I ended up in the emergency room. And I was sitting in the emergency room, and I had oxygen in my nose and in the
monitor
in my arm, and the heart monitor was going and the blood pressure monitor was going. And I got a phone call from my client who proceeded to tell me that there was a permitting problem on a house that she was buying, and she was pretty upset about it, and the other realtor wasn't taking care of it. So I said, okay, well, I know just what to do, and I have somebody that helps me with permits. So I said, we'll do a three-way call. And I'm doing a three-way call with my client and the girl that does the permit. And the doctor comes in and says, okay, I'm ready to see you now. And I said, I can't talk to you right now. And I made him go away and come back.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the phone rang a few more times, and my parents were there, and they were trying to grab the phone from me. And I was trying to explain to them that it would make me more anxious to not have my phone, because then I wouldn't be taking care of what I needed to. The long and short of it is, I'm okay, and I will be fine.
You'll be all fine.
But,
you're strong and,
yeah.
And but don't forget to say that one of the best mortgage called you. You know, JD, the best mortgage person, he called you. He was testimony about you. Hospital. And you did the business.
Oh, yeah, I did talk to him, too.
We have a show. We played a show last fall talking about the mental health of a woman. I think we need to relaunch that show and have you come back.
We have a caller. So let's see. Who's the... Good. Go ahead.
Hi, you're on Family Power Hour. You have a question for our guest tonight? Hello?
We can listen.
Yes? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Who's calling?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Missy Kirby, and I've known Lori for almost 4 years. I live in Boca Raton. I'm in my home. I've been here almost 2 years. She very patiently helped me find. I was going through a nasty divorce. And was just emotionally spent, and she had the patience of a saint. We probably looked at 40 houses at least. She probably went through two reams of paper and 10 printer cartridges, and I don't know how many gallons of gas. But she hung with me, and at one point, I even said, you know what, maybe I should just rent. And, I saw the disappointment in her face, but she wanted to do what was best for me. And, I really respect that. She has a lot of compassion, and she just kept looking, and she even, helped me make some very hard decisions about houses that I emotionally got attached to, but I shouldn't have bought. And in the end, we found one, and I'm very happy, and it was the right one. And this is the sixth house that I've bought. I'll be 50 years old this year.
Let me ask a question. Do you feel that because Lori helps you to find the right house, it helps you with a very difficult time in your life when you're getting divorced?
Absolutely. You were cutting out a little bit. I apologize. Can you repeat that question? I'm sorry.
I'm asking you that you feel that when you get a divorce, it was a very difficult time for you, and Lori helped you not just buy the house, but you helped you during the middle of the divorce to find the right house for you.
Oh, without a doubt. Not only did we have some similar... She had gone through a very similar situation earlier in her life, So we had just, you know, a lot in common, but her background in psychology was, it was amazing. It just, it made a very difficult decision. And she's so calm, like the whole time, no matter what happened, you know, there was a couple houses that fell through, they didn't appraise properly, and I know I was freaked out, and she just, she never wavered. She always, don't worry, Missy, it's going to work out. She always made me feel comfortable, so.
Are you happy now?
I'm very happy.
All right. Awesome. So, are we really happy for you, and absolutely right, it's a one of a thousand testimonial about Lori, but if there's a future, if she wants to get married again, you have Sheena Benjamin Wise here, and she's the best family lawyer, and I hope you don't need to need me as a clinical psychologist, and just Lori to buy the next beautiful house, the best in here in Florida. Thank you so, so much. Happy New Year, and all the best for you, and thank you for the call.
Thank you, Missy.
Thank you. Bye, girls.
Bye. Yeah, we do actually have another caller, so let's check and see who we have.
Hello, good evening. We can listen. Can you hear us? Oh, we lost the call.
Yeah,
maybe
well, try back.
Try again. It's 508. I don't know if the zip code is 508.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah, as a family law attorney, sometimes I do have to participate in the disposition of the home, whether we're getting the person a new home because they're leaving it, or the home that was the marital home, the current home, needs to be sold. And I had the pleasure of having Lori participate in one of my cases where she analyzed the properties, the subject property. This was a piece of property that was actually well into the foreclosure process, and we needed to get it assessed so that we can get my client out of the situation. And, you know, Lori was great. She gave us this big, you know, glossy handbook and ready for the judge to review it, and, you know, really was great. You remember that case?
I do.
Yeah,
okay. I do. Absolutely.
We have the caller again from 508.
All right.
Good evening. We can hear you.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Welcome to the Family Power Hour.
And what is your name, dear?
My name is Susan from Highland Beach, and I have not yet bought a house for Lori, but I look forward to the day when she will help me find one.
Right. What's your hesitation?
My hesitation is that I have a lease until August. So it's too early to look. And besides,
I don't want to be rude, but it's very difficult to hear you. Can you hang up and call again? It's a very bad connection, and I want to hear exactly what you say. So please hang up and call again. It's very important what you say. Thank you so much. We're sorry. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So Lori was talking about some services that you might make available to, you know, litigants or lawyers that are providing services and trying to help our clients through these difficult times.
Yes. I specialize in working with families going through divorce. That's something that I've done quite a bit of. So I work with some divorce attorneys and provide them with market analysis for the home, and sometimes I meet with the clients and help them to feel comfortable with the process. And it's hard sometimes because an attorney's representing one side, and they really need to find somebody who both parties are going to be comfortable with,
right,
and feel that they're getting as unbiased an opinion as possible. So I work pretty hard at towing that line and making both parties feel comfortable in the process, and it's worked pretty well most of the time. And I also work with some estate attorneys who need evaluation for their home, so I got trained in doing a market analysis, and I do a pretty good job with that.
All right.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You do.
When you say that the house is the heart of what's the definition you think people think about a house? Because, you know, in Europe, let's go back to the United States. Sometimes they say you can buy a house, you can move, how to adjust a drywall and you can move whatever you want. And I think it was the last 10 years or maybe 20 years, you're going to correct me, something about people really need to have the house, their own house. So,
well, I think in a lot of ways people look at that as the American dream, in quotes. The American dream is to own your own house. And about 5-6 years ago, the American dream turned into the American nightmare. And a lot of people had invested everything they had either into their own home or into investment properties, and they watched it all in a matter of months go down the drain. And everyone became very insecure about the situation and where things were going to go, and housing prices plummeted. And I think right now we're in the middle of a pretty good recovery. We're certainly not back where we were before, but I think people are starting to feel a little bit more comfortable. And I have a lot of folks come to me now and say it's time to get their feet back in the water and to invest again, because the market's unstable as well, the stock market. So I think diversity is probably a pretty good way to go. But I think that even with that, Dr. Billy, you're correct. Home, no matter what, your home is where your heart is. And people have positive and negative attachments to their homes, because a lot of good things and bad things have happened in the home. But no matter what, I think that moving is stressful under the best of circumstances. And I'll tell you, when I first started in the business, closings were amazing. They were so much fun. Everybody brought champagne and cookies, and everybody laughed and smiled, and everybody made money. Everybody was having a good time. My typical closing now, I have buyers and sellers who are angry with each other. Sometimes we need two separate rooms because they don't want to see each other. And there's not a whole lot of happy laughter going on, because it's very, very stressful. So it's very important, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, to work with a team of professionals who you trust, who you know are going to give you good advice, who are going to get you to the right people, so that you can make the best of a situation that may not be optimal.
You said it's a different time right now, because sometimes you need two different rooms because the buyer and the seller argue. What's the difference now? What's changed?
Well, I think what changed is years ago everyone was making money, and now a lot of the times buyers are not making money. Sometimes they have to pay money to sell their house. Very often the sale is a short sale, which means that they owe more money than they're able to get for the house, so they have to get their lender to agree to release the lien while they are getting paid less money than they're owed. So it's very stressful, and sometimes people are selling their home to avoid foreclosure. Very often buyers are very skeptical, because in the past they were making so much money and houses were appreciating so fast that they didn't worry about the little details. Now a whole deal can be blown because an air conditioner is old, or a deal can be blown because
you need to call Everett.
You definitely need to call Everett, that's for sure. Everett and Palm Air, he's our guy. He's our guy.
I got a text just to interrupt it. I got a text from Stephen Needleman, who says, really enjoying the show. I just can't get enough of tonight's guest, Lori Dubo. Love her.
That's my husband, so no need for concern there.
But before the show, I got a lot of pieces. And just for information, is the homesteads just in Florida or all over the United States? What's the law about the homesteads?
Well, I can really speak about Florida, because that's where I do real estate. I know that a lot of states do not have homestead. In Florida, we do, and a homestead means that you get a discount on your real estate taxes if you keep your home as a primary residence. If it's not a primary residence, you don't get that discount. And there's also a certain amount of portability if you sell your home with the real estate taxes. So homestead really has to do with real estate taxes. That's really where we benefit here in Florida.
Okay, not
from that.
Okay, that. Another question was, someone listened to the Penny Morey episode was 2 weeks ago, and what's the difference between Boynton Beach and Boca and Parkland? I mean, regarding to the taxes, the houses price.
Well, the taxes are the same throughout Florida. You're going to pay approximately 2% of your purchase price when you purchase a home, and that whether you're in Boynton Beach or Boca Raton, your real estate taxes really are not going to be that different. In terms of the difference in the actual house and the real estate, certain areas you're going to get more for your money. Certain areas you're going to get more land. So certain developments are more expensive. Certain places have more homes for people that are 55 plus. Certain areas are better with the school district. So again, I think it comes down to working with a knowledgeable professional who's going to be willing to take their time and help you find the right place for you and not just say, oh, I work in this small area, so that's where I'm going to find you a home. I'm not going to really worry about what's good for you. We work through all of Palm Beach and Broward County. I have realtors in different areas that know the areas very well. So I've worked very hard to know different areas, and if I can't find the best place, then I will refer it to a realtor who's in that area.
I have a question for you, another question.
You are listening to the Family Power Hour, and you can call with questions for our guest at 347-945-7246. That's 347-945-7246. I'm sorry, I just wanted to identify
a
chauffeur
guest. I know why, but I want you, Lori, to explain to me. I can go to MLS myself, find, looking for all the photo picture, find the day, how much they want. I can do it by myself. Why I need you? I know why, but explain why.
That's a good question. I believe that knowledge is power, and I believe that the more you know as a consumer, the better off you're going to be. So I work very hard at helping my clients to understand all of the different nuances of buying a home. It really is not just about finding a home on the MLS and, you know, putting in an offer. There's a whole lot that happens from contract to closing. There's a lot of steps involved. There's inspections. There's appraisals. There's financing. There's open permits. There's liens. There's so many things that are involved. And I always, always recommend to my clients that they get an attorney to represent them as well as me in a real estate transaction. And if my client doesn't understand why, I say to them, well, if you were going to play baseball, would you let the other team's coach tell you when to bat? You want to have people that are there for you. Your realtor should be there for you. Your attorney should be there for you, and you want somebody that's going to bat for you that knows all of the different steps that are involved and makes sure that you don't end up in a situation where, let's say you put in an offer on a house, there's an inspection period. If you don't do certain things during that inspection period, you lose the opportunity to do that. If you don't have somebody looking out for you, you might get past the inspection period and have issues that you're not prepared to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Let me add.
Well, right now we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. Tune in to host Daria Ann for Right Stream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. Right Stream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. Right Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's Wireless Companies, and the National Safety Council.
Hello, here we are again, Family Power Hour. a weekly show every Wednesday, 7 to 8, and you can find us in our Family Power Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg. I'm your host, and you can find me at 561-271-1106.
And what's your tweet?
I don't remember. That's every time. It's Dr. Billy in another E, I think so.
Yeah, you know, your last name.
Yeah, help me with this.
Yes, and my name is Sheena Ventura, Wise Family Law Attorney. You can reach me at 954-783-9737, and you can tweet me at SBWiseLaw.
You're really wise.
Yes.
And we have another caller. Let's see who is on the line. We have a lot of callers tonight. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Family Power.
Is this a better connection?
Yeah.
Oh, now we can hear you loud and clear. Just introduce yourself, dear.
My name is Susan. I'm from Highland Beach, and I'm from Highland Beach because Lori found me a place to rent when I relocated from Boston just 4 or 5 months ago.
Welcome to Florida.
Thank you very much. I was a bit of a mess. I wanted to move here, but I didn't expect that I would lose my job, and which precipitated my moving here, and several other changes that were things out of my control that no one likes things to happen to them. They like to make decisions. So Lori, being the skilled realtor and therapist that she was really able to understand what I needed and what I wanted, and took the patience until I found it. And when I found it, I knew it was right instantly. And
how did you find Lori?
How did I find Lori? I found Lori under a cabbage patch. No, I've
share with us a secret.
we've known each other. Our parents were friends growing up.
Okay.
We hadn't really known Lori
and I didn't know each other very well till recently, but our parents were best friends.
And actually, Susan, the way we really connected was when I ended up selling your parents' house after they passed away.
That's true.
That's how we reconnected.
Exactly. And she was so skilled that in that down market at the lowest of lows, she was able to sell my parents' condo in a community that was well beyond its prime.
Mm-hmm.
At a price that I know was fair and reasonable in just a few weeks. And that meant I didn't have to carry it for the 6 or 7 months over the summer, which was just fantastic.
In one word, what you can tell us about Lori? One word.
Tenacious in a good way.
We want you, all of us, to wish you a very successful in Florida. It's going to take time, and I'm sure, I hear your voice, I'm sure you're going to find your happiness, and all the best, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi.
You have called into the Family Power Hour. You have a question for our guest tonight? Hello? Peter?
Hello?
I think he's there, but there's something wrong.
Okay, we're going to go back to him. I want to say something. We're hearing a story about when you're buying a house, it's not just, as you say, not just buying a house. In my profession, after 40 years, what I'm doing, every change in family life, you know, don't forget about the children. It's not just the couple moving house. It's the children. They're moving for a separate house, maybe a smaller house, a different school zone, a different frame. So it's involved with so many emotions, especially with people getting divorced, because when the family is just moving together to another place in the Florida, it's okay. But when people get divorced, after you see you, Sheena, and you dealing with the beautiful what you did for them, and when they come to see me, it's so important that persons like Lori know all the details, all the transition very, very smoothly, very, very nice, because it's not easy. Do you meet the children when the, or you How did you play a part when the couple come to a capital or single parents come to your office want to buy or sell a house?
I think it depends. Everybody has a different relationship with their children, and sometimes parents come to me and they're very concerned about the school district, and it's important that I help them to be comfortable with the school district that they're moving into. Sometimes people come to me because they're concerned about how their children will deal with things if they have to move out of their home, and sometimes they come to me because their children are insecure about where they're going or what's going on. So I'm a parent. I have two children. My children were in third and fifth grade when I got divorced, so I'm certainly understanding of all of the issues that can be involved in that personally as well as professionally through real estate. I've certainly seen just about everything. And we try to work to make the children as comfortable as possible, but it's very important that the parents be comfortable as well. And if the parents are comfortable, most of the time, it's not hard to help the children to be comfortable. The first step is to make sure that the parents are comfortable with the transaction, whether they're staying in a home or moving out of a home, whether they're renting, buying, selling, it really doesn't matter. I often think about, you hear all the time that when you're on an airplane, if there's a drop in cabin pressure, if you're there with small children, the first thing you need to do is put the oxygen mask on you, and then you take care of the children. And I know as a young parent, I was mortified when I heard that because I thought, oh my God, the first thing I would do would be to put the mask on my children. And it was explained to me that if you do that, you might not be able to help them get off the plane. So kind of a analogy, if the parents aren't comfortable with their living situation and their finances, there's no way that the children will be. And children are amazingly adaptive. Children can really deal with a lot of situations. I know that my kids, you know, were really, you know, amazing through the divorce process, and they did great, and they've grown up to be wonderful, wonderful children. So
I have a question for you. You seem so excited about what you're doing, you know, and no doubt, but can you share why, I mean, at the end of the day, what you're most proud of what you're doing? Because you're dealing with people, and nobody can be set aside. You know, you can't please everybody. And no doubt, people, as you said, people argue about the selling and the buying, and you do like a mediation about two of them. But
sometimes it feels that way.
So at the end of the day, what you're most proud of that's in your business?
I think that's a good question,
Thank
Dr.
You.
Billy. I think that what I'm most proud of is that at the end of the day, I help families move into the most comfortable situation for them, and it affects them for the rest of their lives. And I've been at closings where both sides of the table were crying, and they were crying because they never thought that they would get there. And we worked so hard for so long, especially when we're dealing with distressed properties. Sometimes it takes a very, very long time. And I know in my heart that if I wasn't there to help them through it, it might not have happened. And it's very, very gratifying when you're at the closing table and somebody looks at you with a smile or a tear in their eye, and they're grateful that they've gotten into a house that they didn't think they were going to be able to get into, or sold a house that they didn't think they would be able to sell. It's incredibly gratifying to me. It's not just about brick and mortar. It's not just about finances. I'm dealing with people's lives, and I take it very seriously.
And when you say you're dealing with people's lives, what's your pride in your practice at the end of the day? Because, you know, Lori's dealing with the people, they buy something, it's a new adventure, it's a new house, it's a new excited. When people come to you, it's not every time so cheerful.
Most of the time, they just walk away with freedom, you know, with some liberation for where they were and where they're going, and some hope as to a change, that they have some control as to what is going to happen next.
So we all, I mean, you're saving lives and you have the freedom. People come to see me, what I'm proud that I force them to think. I ask the right question and think. And, you know, between all of us. That's how we all people say, help the people. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No. I just was wanting to let you know that there are a couple more.
All right.
Colors.
So let's do it. It's a very 7-7-4. All right. It's all the snowbirds here. So good evening. You're on air, and welcome to Family Power Hour. Yes, we can hear you. Good evening. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes. Good evening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was still on hold.
No, you're here. And welcome to Family Power. What is your name?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I enjoy the show. I just had a few comments. I have a small child of my own, 2-year-old. Her name's Daisy. A few of the parents from the school my other child goes to, we were talking about disciplining our children, and I just thought that I would share the video with them that I made. We called it Daisy's Destruction. At first, I hired a whore to tie her up from her ankles, spread apart, about four feet off the ground.
That's what happened when you are alive, and this is happening. You know, sometimes it's interesting, and sometimes people need to vent. Sometimes it's just and maybe this guy needs to see me. You know, because
it sounds like he does.
Yeah, he does. The only thing that I really don't like it because he's talking about his child. So all right, we want to.
Laura, I have a question for you. So, if somebody is really deciding to move forward and say, okay, I'm ready, I want to buy a house, what are some of, if you could give us some tips as to what they should be preparing, getting in line so that this can be an accomplishment?
Sure. Assuming that they're not going to be paying cash, then if they're going to be getting a mortgage, they need to find a mortgage professional that they trust, and they're going to need to prepare documentation about their income, about their banks. They're going to need bank statements. They're going to need tax returns. There's no such thing as a stated loan anymore. You need to prepare information. You need to make sure that your credit is decent. And there are lots of things about credit that are counterintuitive to what you would think. So I would, when somebody's preparing to buy a home, I always tell them, don't buy anything, don't sell anything, don't close any accounts, and don't open any accounts without speaking with a mortgage professional or a credit counselor who can help you to make sure that you keep your credit. Because one thing that people often do is they think, oh, you know, if I close these accounts, it's going to help my credit, or if I pay this off, or if I buy something. You'd be amazed at the things that can affect credit negatively. So the best advice I have is to sit down with somebody who really knows what they're doing, who can help walk you through the process and help you to understand. And I think I said in the beginning, don't rush into it. Take your time. And if the people that you're working with aren't patient enough, then find somebody that is, because there's no stupid question. You want to make sure that you really understand what you're doing. This is a very, very big deal for most people.
What's now? The selling or buying? And if I want to buy a steel,
Thank
you.
I think it shifts from time to time. About 2004, it was definitely a seller's market. You put a sign out, and houses sold, you know, within a day. You had multiple offers. And then it certainly shifted into a buyer's market, where if somebody had a buyer, they were so excited because, you know, they knew that they would actually make a sale. I think now it really is both a buyer's and what you want. I think that there's really good opportunities for buyers. But I've noticed that with my homes that I have listed, they're moving very, very quickly. And some homes are moving right away. And
you know what? We forgot just how people can reach you. Give them the phone number and your website. Of course, you can see it on the Family Power Facebook page, but please, Lauren.
Sure. My cell phone is 561-929-3329.
Can you repeat it again? I didn't have time to write it down.
Sure. 561-929-3329. And you can always reach me by email as well. And my email is Lori, and that's my name, Lauriee, at myparadiserealty.com. And my website is the same, www.myparadiserealty.com.
Awesome. And I, you know, we almost need to finish, and it's amazing. But I want to have, and I want to have a list. I want to have a list for what's the best. If I'm a new buyer, can we have any kind of a list? What's the guide? I mean, the manual book to buy a house.
Absolutely. I've got lists for buyers, lists for sellers, lists for renters.
Can you give us a tip? I mean, let's do one tip for each one of us. Let's say I'm a seller.
If you're a seller, I guess the best tip that I would have for you would be to get a good attorney to make sure that your title is in order and to make sure that your realtor works very hard to guarantee.
How do I know if my realtor works?
No, I didn't finish. Yeah. That your realtor works hard if you find a buyer, that the buyer is actually qualified to buy. So it's okay if you're working with the seller to ask the buyer for not just a pre-qualification letter, but to contact the mortgage broker and make sure that they're actually really pre-qualified, because the most disheartening thing can happen is to have a house under contract for 30 days and to have it fall apart right before you're supposed to close because of a mortgage contingency.
Right. We have another time for the last call.
Hi, hello?
Hi, hello?
Hi, you're on the Family Power Hour.
Hi, how's
it going?
Good. You have a question for our guest?
What is your name, dear?
Yeah, I got a question. I just bought this house. And,
can you tell us your name? What is your name, dear?
My name is Katie.
All right. Good evening, Katie. Yes.
Evening. Well, I just bought this house, and it has a pool. And I just got it, and it's the first time I'm going to the backyard. For some reason, I didn't look at the backyard. And I go around, and I see the pool, and it's just a big mess. And there was something at the bottom of the pool, and it was this big green figure, and I almost thought it was a body, but it ended up being some kind
of
ogre.
Just let me stop you. I think you need to call 911, and they're going to help you, and thank you. I hope you're going to call 911, and thank you so much.
I don't.
All right, again. I mean, it's a full moon today.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, everybody's doing it for the Super Bowl, but that's what happened in live show.
I think somebody's playing jokes on me.
No. Yeah, very serious person. But, you know, usually that's what happened in live. And I don't know. It's full moon. What's going on?
Is it a full moon?
Yeah. Anybody? So if you feel something,
there's three women. They want to see how we're reacting.
Let me answer Dr. Bill's question. There's one other thing that I think is incredibly important. When I first started in the business, things were done much more personally. There were open houses, and it was a completely different business. It really has become an online business right now, and many, many people are looking for houses online. As Dr. Lee said, realtor.com, the internet is a huge presence right now, and you really need to take that into account if you're going to be selling a house. I know for myself, you know, all of our listings get their own website, they get a QR code, all these things that honestly I don't really know that much about, but I've worked really hard to understand. So if you're selling a house, the tip for sellers that I would have is make sure that your house has a virtual tour, make sure that it gets onto different websites, and your realtor will know how to do that. But those are really, really important ways to sell a house right now, because that's how most houses get sold, is through the internet, not through open houses, and the business has changed.
I think what we learn now, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sheena and Lori, that if you want to buy a house, you need to find a good realtor. You need to find someone you can trust. You need to find a concierge that will guide you with the title, with the mortgage, with the inspection, everything. Don't just do for yourself. Don't try to save money, because at the end of the day, you're going to spend more money. So with Lori, that, as you say, you have a guideline with the buyer and the seller, and I think it's not enough time for us to talk, and because we need you about the mortgages, about everything,
right.
Because it's not enough. But how you can, we need to close the show, but how you can close the show, just a very good advice for all the people that listen today to call you.
Well, one thing is I want to say, I wish I could take complete credit for the work that I do, but
yes, you do.
It's very important to have a good team, and I couldn't do the work I do without having a good team. People like Sheena, Dr. Billy, and in particular the real estate attorneys, the inspectors, the appraisers, air conditioning companies,
the
mortgage company, all of the people that are involved in a transaction. There are so many people involved, and the other realtors in my company that I team up with on my deals. I couldn't do it alone. So,
but you are the best. I mean, as I say, I know you almost 11 years, and you are the best, and you can hear through all the testimony how much it's important to involve, not just to sell the house, and from your background as a therapist, you know how to do the closing, I mean, completely the closing. And here we are in Family Power Hour, and who you are, dear?
Oh, who am I? I am Sheena Benjamin Wise, your family law attorney, and practicing in Broward County, Florida, also servicing Palm Beach as well, and you can reach me at 954-783-9737. You can check out my website at www.wiselawoffice.com, or you can give me an email at sbwise@wiselawoffice.com. Mm-hmm.
And I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg. I'm a clinical psychologist and family therapist with almost 40 years of experience. And you can reach me at 561-271-7106. And you can email me, drbeisenberg@gmail.com. And most important, please go to Family Power Hour website and first like us. You know, I hope people are going to like us.
They
and
love us. We need a love button.
We need to change it. And you have all the information about the show. And, of course, Lori, we really need you again. And let us tell us, all the audience, who's going to be there next week. We're talking about how you're buying a house. Next week, we're going to talk about what happened with foreclosure. So we're going to have the legalbrand.com, and he's going to talk about what happened when you really need to,
yeah,
to leave the house, and this thing happened. Lori, thank you so much.
And thank you for having me, ladies. It was
and
a
we want to see you again here because you are the best.
Anytime.
Good night. And we just want to apologize for all the audience. That's what happened in
Live show.
It was fun. And
the internet, you know, we get hackers. That's our hack.
We were hackers. Yeah, but we know the phone numbers. We can go to the police. Good evening, everybody. And we hope to listen to you next Wednesday,
7 p.m. Love you. Good night.
Good night.